Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Tuesday, which means during the first hour we'll be performing the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host Rob Regish. And then during the second hour, Mark McDougal is going to join us to talk about being keto adapted. There's a lot of confusion about the ketogenic diet, and I think we're going to clear a lot of it up today in the second hour, so definitely stay tuned for that. Just want to remind people a couple things. Number one, if you want, there are still some of the VitaDrive bottles left from All American Pharmaceuticals. If you want to try this amazing multivitamin designed for hard training individuals, go to superhumanradio.com, bottom right hand side of the homepage. You'll see Ask the Scientist. Click that banner ad and ask Dr. Jeff for a free bottle of VitaDrive. Don't forget to include your mailing address or you won't get it. Number one. Number two, if you haven't heard already, we're playing a new game on this show. It's called the Secret Word Contest. Every day during two random commercial breaks, one during the first hour, one during the second hour, a secret word is given during the commercial break. So you got to pay attention to the commercials to hear it. And when you hear the secret word, email it to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered. This week's prize is $200 worth of Quest nutrition products. You can choose from Quest protein bars, Quest protein chips, or Quest protein powder. But please email it to onair@superhumanradio.com or send it to me using the Superhuman Radio Network app. Do not post it on Facebook. Do not send it to me on a private message on Facebook. It won't be able, it's very difficult for me to gather all this stuff together and put it together so that we can be fair about selecting a winner. So please do it that way. And every week there'll be a new secret word and new prizes. And on that note, we have to play.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Ten hut! How do you like that? I figured I'd throw that in.
Very nice.
How you doing? How you doing, man?
Love it.
Ask me about how my training is going.
How is your training going?
Oh, I'm so glad. So glad you asked. It's really going well, considering that I'm still not sleeping well. I got to tell you something. I wake up every morning feeling pretty crappy. I just am not sleeping well right now. I'm working on the issues. Part of it is snoring. A lot of it is snoring, actually. And I may go get the CPAP isn't doing it for me. It's making me breathe artificially fast. When I start snoring, and it causes me to hyperventilate. I wake up several times in the middle of the night having to shut the machine off and turn it back on again. Yeah. So I'm getting a lot of interrupted sleep, which we know isn't good. I wake up in the morning, and I feel like I'm brain dead. But after I get to the gym, do my warm-up cardio, and lift heavy weights, I feel so flipping great. And I got to tell you, I said this jokingly to Elisa. The training is keeping me alive. I think if I was the average person who woke up like this day in and day out and never felt better throughout the day and it just mounted and built on itself, I'd be dead by now.
Yeah, I haven't been sleeping either. And so maybe something's going around. But you're right. Once you get to the gym, you feel a whole bunch better.
So let me tell you about, so yesterday was back day and today was leg day. Two heavy days back to back. I did bent over rows, my last set, four reps with 315 yesterday, barbell rows. You know, underhand grip like Dorian Yates used to do it.
Yep.
Felt so strong. Went into the gym today, and I thought, you know, I don't have the energy because of yesterday's training and not sleeping well, so I'm going to just try to do doubles, triples, and see what I can get out of this day. And I did my power squats, went up to eight plates for a double. And I did stiff leg deadlifts today and hit 370 for three reps. And
awesome.
Yeah, I know. And it's like, I'm even though I don't feel good going into the gym, once I get busy doing the work, it's like my brain clears up. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, it's the power of exercise and endorphins.
I mean, yeah. You know, there are so many people out there waking up feeling like crap. They go through the whole day feeling like crap. They go to sleep, they feel like crap. The next morning they wake up, they feel even crappier because they're just building on every other day of misery. You can erase it by getting into the gym and training as hard as you possibly can.
Right.
It's just amazing. I just don't understand why people turn to drugs that don't work or just go around feeling like this. I mean, I walked into the gym this morning. I literally dragged myself into the gym. I almost didn't go. I said to Lisa, I don't think I can even go to the gym today. And then finally I was sitting there drinking my ginger tea, and I thought, you know, let me go. I went in. I did 20 minutes of cardio this morning. That didn't snap me out of it. I had a meal. I ended up going into the gym and training, and I walked out of the gym, I swear, feeling like King Kong. I feel amazing right now.
Yeah, your central nervous system woke up. That's what it was.
You know what? I don't know what it is anymore, Rob, but I got to tell you something. This is my salvation. That's what I'm going to say.
It's all of our salvation. Yeah. That's why we're here.
Yeah. How's your training going before we get on to the questions?
It's going pretty well. The lack of sleep has hampered it lately. I won't get into why, but, you know, needless to say, the two are intertwined. We got a great question along those lines about sleep. So, you know, hopefully we can help not only ourselves, but listeners that are struggling with that issue.
Let's start with Tommy Duncan. Tommy says, hey, coach, what do you think of the use of Bromibacopia as a nootropic? Studies look interesting, and see, it's advertised on Superman Herbs. Thanks for your input.
Yeah, you need to be careful of Superman Herbs because their ad copy, you know, it makes muscle tech look realistic. So, you know, be careful what you're reading. Bacopa, which is also known as water hyssop, that's an herb that's often used in Ayurvedic medicine or traditional Indian medicine, if you will. And supplementing it has been shown to improve cognition by get this, by means of reducing anxiety.
Mm.
You know, it's also reliable for improving memory, although the effects of that nature are usually studied in the elderly. Bacopa appears to affect young people as well, making it a useful nootropic. It also interacts with dopamine and serotonin, but its main mechanism is around promoting neuron communication, and it does that by enhancing the rate at which the nervous system can communicate with increasing the growth of nerve endings, your dendrites.
Really?
Yeah. In growth of dendrites. However, in practice, I have found its effects are mild at best in comparison to other adaptogens and nootropics you could be using. You know, if you're looking for something along those lines, Tom, to relax, something like ashwagandha is far superior. And then if you're looking to fire up, you know, brain function, phenylparacetam or tianeptine are likewise excellent choices. They, all of those have more noticeable effects at a similar price point.
The next question comes from this is formatted a little weird. This one comes from Tom Cox. He says, hey, Rob, are you actually bringing out a new product or just Blueprint 4.0, which tells you the ingredients? And on the SHR, you mentioned the perfect age for growth is 19 to 20 years old. Why is that? And do you get thicker at that age in terms of arms and biceps as height but not thickness, if you get me? Now, I'm not, you understand what he's asking?
Yeah, I think I do. And they are really good questions, but let me take them one by one. The hopes for a new product were dashed recently, but that doesn't stop me from contributing. Instead, I'm going to be debuting 4.0 in the form of a gray market supplement guide that's going to give you results like you're on 400 milligrams a week of TestSip, legit. Hear me now. Believe me later. I stand on my track record. Right now, it just speaks to what product combinations those are. But no, they're not mine. One of them causes muscles to grow all by its lonesome, right? Even without resistance training. Another causes muscle cells to divide. There's your hyperplasia. And a third encourages greater cell volume, the sarcoplasmic hypertrophy. Phase two of 4.0's rollout is going to debut a new training system I've devised to take advantage of the three known hypertrophies, sarcoplasmic, myofibular, and hyperplasia. Now, it does so by using a matrix of three or more overload methods, using a very specific time under tension, and this is the big one. It gets it done using a very specific time under tension protocol in one set, one work set. So it goes like this. The gray market supplement guide will be released first, then the training template. ETA, I'll just tell you it's imminent. How imminent, I haven't determined yet. Go over to CoachRobRegish.com for updates or stay tuned here. Perfect age to grow, 19 through 25. Your long bone growth or height, it's still increasing. You'll never again have the hormonal cascade of sky-high test, growth hormone, IGF-1, right? The muscle cell insulin sensitivity, etc., as you will in youth. You'll never have that again. You can try and shoot yourself full of those things later, but you will never have the perfect combination, the symphony of those hormones in your youth. Now, being that age, you have less responsibilities. You have greater energy, etc. Don't dismiss that.
That makes a huge difference that people don't think about.
It's just as big a part of things as your hormones. You know, the available time, energy, and dreams that a young man has can never be matched by the older man. The latter has a more demanding career, family responsibilities, finances, yada yada. And realizes, at least subconsciously, his best days are behind him. So make the most of that time in the gym and at the dinner table. How thick you get ultimately depends on how much work and intensity of effort you pour into the big basic movements like squats, deadlifts, pulling, pushing movements, etc. And your eating. You know, if you want to hold 225 ultimately and be thick and cut and separated, you best plan on getting to 245 and 250 and holding that for a few years at least. There's a lot to be said for muscle maturity, and that's the look that only a decade or more under the iron can give you. Muscles, on these guys, muscles appear thicker with greater fullness and separation. By the time most lifters are 35, they peak. That's just my opinion, but looks-wise, they peak if they've been training hard for 15 or more years. So that's a long answer, but you can tell I'm pretty steadfast in my opinion. You need to make the most of those years.
No, that really is so true. And you cannot imagine how demanding life becomes the older you get when you have family and you have career. And then on top of that, the aging body doesn't cooperate any longer.
Right.
So, yeah, you're absolutely right. You got to take advantage of this now while you're young. Don't let it pass you by. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. Stay tuned.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to Primal-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store, or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's Michael's Health.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-N. This shit is bananas.
Welcome back.
B-A-N-A-N-A-N. This
shit. There's certain songs that I'm still playing on this, I got to get off of here, obviously, because they have some profanity in them. But anyway, this one comes from Rob Robertson. Says, hey, Rob, I need a bit of advice. Blueprint subscriber for over a year now. It seems I have re-aggravated an old back injury. Looks like L5-S1 is playing a big-time role, causing a bit of sciatica on the left leg, left hip, and sometimes even the testicle. I think it happened during, of all things, hip belt squats or maybe leg lifts. I'm not sure. It wasn't a sudden thing, just seems to progress over a period of 2.5 months. So I went to a good physio who has confirmed my suspicion, and I have had an MRI 5 years ago that did show problems in this area. So your advice, please. I have been doing light circuit training with machines 2 times a week. Body weight, reverse hypers. Yes, I have a reverse hyper machine. Body weight hip thrusts, light stretching, heat and ice packs, plus inversion table. That's a good one right there. But from what I have Googled and listened to the experts, no one is clear as to how long it takes to taking time or training altogether. What do you think with regards to the training aspect, and am I missing anything? Chiros are out for me, hurt me bad in the past, joined the club with a neck injury. Me too. And this form of therapy just doesn't sit right with me.
You know, I don't think he's missed anything. We just need to put the pieces of the puzzle together. So with respect to your back, Rob, and how to train the legs, it's all about working hard on 3 movements, in my opinion. One-legged squats, holding onto a rope or a belt. 2, reverse hypers. You've got one. Just makes sense to use it. And 3, Tabata or some other variation of body weight squats. Let's break it down. One-legged squats are key to building piston-like legs and calves and bulletproofing the knees. Right? And by holding onto a rope or a simple belt looped around the top of a Smith machine or chin-up bar, it's going to help you balance and help you out of the bottom position. It's by far the most difficult part of the lift for many. And if you're not used to it, just start by grasping it with your whole hand, and then 4 fingers, 3 fingers, 2, 1, until the training wheels comes off. And presto, you're doing pistols. That's one idea. Reverse hyper is about as good as it gets for rehabbing injuries of your type. 2 days should be used once you get the back in fighting shape. 1 heavy and 1 light. The heavy day should see you do anywhere between 4 and 6 sets of up to 8 reps, going 2 or 3 reps shy of failure. If you can attach bands to that, all the better. The other day should be light. 2 sets of 15, just flush some blood in there to speed the healing. Tabata body weight squats are a fantastic adjunct because they form the third part of your rehab. You want to do as many reps as you can get in 20 seconds, then take a 10-second pause, rinse, wash, and repeat for up to 8 rounds. You can do those in place of your one-legged squats or after them on the days you feel that you have the energy. Now, the glute ham bridge, we've discussed that here, is also a fine exercise, especially for someone whose back's injured. And I would consider rotating that in on days you don't feel inclined to do heavy reverse hypers. So what you wind up with, in my recommendations, is 3 core movements. And, of course, you want to work those abs last during these workouts, either hanging leg raises or weighted planks with a backpack. Hanging leg raise, the gold standard there is 2 sets of 20, up to parallel, pause, then back down. Weighted planks, I personally like shooting for 2 30-second duration planks with a maximum weight to really strengthen those abs. Doing it this way, there is no vertical compression of the spine. You still get to train heavy. You know, we work in some light days and get the incredible benefit of combining body weight and loaded movements. Though doing so, we can focus on intensity and really mastering that one-legged squat, which give you something to focus on as that injury heals.
You know, this is something that I've had in the past. I had a real bad compression in my lower spine that caused sciatica. And I ended up with drop foot in the right foot. That's how severe it was.
Wow.
This was about 6 or 7 years ago when I was in Phoenix, back when I was still doing off topic. And it took me a year The other thing that you have to understand about these kind of injuries is they heal very slowly. Very, very slowly. You can't, you know, it's not the kind of thing where you're doing something and a week in you go, oh, this is working. You have to keep doing these things that you know are good and trust the process, because it took me a year for me to be able to lift. I remember a period of time where driving my car and going from the gas pedal to the brake, I had to think about it. Lifting something that you take for granted, like lifting your foot off the gas pedal and pulling your toe up and moving it over to the brake and pushing down on the brake, I had to think about that to activate those muscles.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. And I mean, today it doesn't bother me, but that's what, you know, the nerves will regrow. Collateral damage to the nervous system can be cured over time. It can be healed because the nerves will grow around the bad nerves and you'll have new nerves sprouting and you'll be able to activate those muscles again. Just like weightlifting causes new inroads of nerves to find new muscle fibers to fire so you can get stronger and stronger. The same thing happens after an injury, but it doesn't happen in a week. It doesn't happen in a month. Quite often it takes a good year for you to come out of the woods with an injury like that, especially when you're talking about a major nerve conduit like the sciatic nerve, which, I mean, the pain, when this first happened to me, I fell asleep on a love seat with my legs hanging over the edge at the calves. And I woke up the next morning and I thought that's what did it. I thought, oh, this is, I just had my leg fell asleep. But what it was I was doing seated shrugs where you grab the barbell underneath the bench and you sit on the bench and you shrug up.
Right.
And I compressed my spine from doing those week after week. And so I didn't put two and two together until I went to a doctor and he said, oh, this is sciatic. This is coming out of the lower portion of your spine, going down through the piriformis. Everything was numb and pain. Then it turned to pain, and the pain used to go down the back of the leg into the shin. It would cross over right below the knee to the front of the leg into the shin and right into the instep of the foot. And then when the pain went away, the nerves stopped working. I couldn't fire the foot anymore.
Right.
It was scary as hell.
Yeah.
But it takes time. You have to trust the process. You're doing all the right things. You just have to keep doing it longer. And don't forget things that stimulate nerve growth. Thymosin beta 4. Increasing growth hormone production, however you can. Increasing nitric oxide production increases new neuronal sprouting. These are the things that are your friend right now while you're trying to coax these nerves to heal. And obviously, the inversion table is a great thing by decompressing the lower spine, especially before bed at night. Do it right before bed so that when you go to sleep, those vertebrae are kind of stretched apart a little bit. You sleep that way all night. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Blueprint Power Hour.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The secret word is epigenetic. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Do you want to take tennis lessons?
lessons, you don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court, so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store, or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Are you listening to the commercial breaks? Did you hear the secret word? It may have happened in the last break. Somebody's going to win $200 worth of Quest products. It could be you. Just email the secret word to onair at superhumanradio.com and you're entered. The winner will be announced this casual Friday. Don't forget to tune in. You may hear your name. Mark Shrews says, I hope things are going good for you, Rob. I need help finding a sleep aid or discussing my sleeplessness. I wake up each night after about 4 hours sleep, and I spend an hour or two trying to get back to sleep. Any suggestions to help chill and sleep that is non-habit forming? Also, you suggested a supplement to boost growth hormone. I think it's called GAMA. I think he means GABA, or something similar. I took it a few nights ago and got a weird reaction, followed the dosing recommendations. Is this common? Should I take it earlier in the evening? Everybody gets weird reactions from GABA, don't they? If you're taking a high enough dose.
The vast majority will and should.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know,
I mean, tingling in the hands and feet and shortness of breath are usually the things that people notice the most, but it subsides after you take it for a couple of weeks. You don't feel it anymore.
Right. paresthesia.
Yeah.
You know, I've struggled with this same issue and doing so right now, so I understand how important it is. Honestly wish I had a magic bullet answer here for you, but in the absence of that, here are my top 10 tips. Number one, reading. I don't know what it is about it, but it just makes me drowsy.
I know, me too. It's so funny.
Two, the focus dot exercise. You just trace a circle around a cup on a piece of paper, put a dot dead center, and when you lay down at night, you stare at that dot with ferocious concentration for up to 10 minutes. You know, it's an eternity for most people, but start with 10 seconds and build up. As soon as your mind drifts to some other topic, start over again. I think you'll find it very helpful for relaxation. Number three, ZMA plus 3 to 5 grams of GABA. GABA, which we've discussed here, gamma-aminobutyric acid, it can cause some harmless flushing and tingling of the skin if you're not expecting it. So to mitigate that, start with 1 to 2 grams and graduate up to 5. That's the safe route. Always take it on an empty stomach. Four, valerian, surprisingly effective for me, even the dollar store stuff. Cheap and well worth the experiment. Five, kava-kava. You're looking for something that's standardized for kava lactones. Six, no electronic items in your room,
Bingo.
Especially Wi-Fi.
And no watching television an hour before bed.
All right. Seven, tranquilogen. All right. Now, I hate to plug my own product, but it works for many. If rhodiola relaxes you, for a higher percentage, I'd say, gives them clean energy. So I offer it here as a possibility. Eight, standalone 5-HTP or St. John's wort. Nine, Benadryl. That's an antihistamine. It also happens to be a potent sleep and relaxation inducer. And then 10. I don't know about other folks, but I can't sleep on an empty stomach. Big meals before laying down, preferably low glycemic, make me drowsy. So if none of that works, I would suggest seeking a professional's opinion. You know, as someone who has experienced sleepless nights, they are no laughing matter. So get some help if you need it.
Here's the only thing I would add to that, and that is get yourself a cheap glucometer at Walgreens for $10. It comes with 10 test strips, and test your morning blood sugar. But more importantly, test your blood sugar upon waking up after 4 hours. What I predict you're going to find is one of two things. You're either going to find extremely high blood sugar, which makes no sense because you've been sleeping for 4 hours, but I'll explain why, or extremely low blood sugar. So here's what happens to a lot of people who say they get to sleep, but they only sleep for a few hours, and then they wake up like they think it's morning. They go, oh, it must be 6 o'clock in the morning. They look at the clock, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning. They can't figure out why they're awake. They become hypoglycemic in the middle of the night. So what happens is when your blood sugar drops in the middle of the night, your body has to get blood sugar elevated. The only way it could do that is to kick the adrenals in so you wake up. Now, if you have your glucometer ready to go at your bedstand and you wake right up and check your blood sugar, it'll probably be low. But if you wake up and it takes you maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes to get out of that sleep cycle and up, you'll see it's very high. The reason it's very high is your body's responding by flooding the blood with glucose from the liver. Okay? And so you're seeing the response after the hypoglycemic episode if it's very high. You're still seeing the hypoglycemic episode if it's very low. Neither one of those are good. What I predict is if you check your fasting blood sugar in the morning, you're going to find it is also high. And the problem may, in fact, be that you are starting to have some insulin resistance issues and you need to get your diet straightened out. Eating every 3 hours, eating low glycemic index carbs, and doing that for a week or two, you may find that your sleep problem subsides. So add that to the list of great things that Rob just said. Cade Frankowiak. Am I saying that right? Frankowiak? How do you say it?
So.
Okay. He says, hey, Rob, I've been researching piracetam, and I was just wondering what's your take on it. Phenylpiracetam is great stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to get to that. But piracetam, is the grandfather, if you will, of these racetum.
That's what
supplements.
We used to use. Remember you and I when we were on Mind and Muscle? It was piracetam and racetum that we used to use, and you had to take mega doses of that stuff. Remember how bad it tasted?
It was god awful.
Oh man,
god awful. They're really what these things are is they're a group of synthetic supplements intended to provide a cognitive boost. Now you can take that in a lot of different ways, right? It has a history of being used to treat cognitive impairment. In one study I looked at, according to a meta-analysis of human studies, piracetam improved general cognition when supplemented by people in a state of cognitive decline. Mm. Okay, so what you see in aging. Although it may be useful for longevity, it offers limited benefits for healthy people. Health, because everything I looked at, healthy people supplementing with it got little to no cognitive benefits. That's just the bottom line. Interestingly enough, though, it's as effective as aspirin when it comes to preventing blood clotting. So we can take that away from it. For whatever reason, the FDA has issues with piracetam, and they've come down hard on people selling it. That's probably for the best, since, like we discussed before, phenylparacetam, its big brother, is another story. Because when you attach a phenyl group, it greatly improves its ability to cross the blood-brain barrier. Take GABA, for example. We were talking about it before. You need to take that stuff on a completely empty stomach or it won't get into the brain. Phenyl GABA, on the other hand, otherwise known as phenibut, it's a phenyl group that's attached. That's going to cross even in the presence of other food and amino acids. Same principle here. They're just sticking a phenyl group on it. Well, I hope that helps, Cade.
Let's see if we can answer this next question really quickly, and then we'll take a break and do the tip of the day. This one comes from Matt Coffey. He says, I just got done running the Blueprint 2.0 feast phase. My results were as follows over 7 weeks. Weight, 201, now 215. Arms up an inch, thighs up 2 inches, waistline same at 34 inches, back up a 60 pounds. Bench. Squat up 90 pounds. Deadlift up a whopping 100 pounds. Don't think this was possible drug-free. Didn't think this was possible drug-free. So you get my vote of confidence. My question is, I did this supplement-free, so what can I expect by adding things like Synthogen or Progenadrex? P.S., I'm a Blueprint Bulletin subscriber, and this month's issue is effing great. This may make you mad, but I was originally going to stick around for only a month, maybe two. Now on year number two, and can say with 100% confidence, every issue is outstanding. Nice work, mate.
Nice compliment. Thank you.
What do you think? Do you think adding supplements would make a difference?
Well, yes and no, but a much more important question I think you need to ask is, what type of training and dietary changes?
I was just going to say, what's he eating, right?
Yeah. You know, what can you modulate there to keep gains like that coming? And to answer that, we really need to look at his goals and whether or not they've changed. Now, you didn't say what they were, but building size and strength appears to be it. So I'll assume you want more of the same. Couple options there. You can repeat Feast, Famine, Cruise, or you can run the Blueprint periodic. That goes for months, and it just makes you an absolute beast. As for your original question, much depends on your age, training, and diet. As a ballpark, though, advanced trainees can expect to roughly double the rate of their gains when they add in Synthogen and Tranquilogen. Why is that? Well, they know what they're doing. It amplifies the effect of food, and it improves their recovery time. That's just how it is. End of the day, it's the training and diet fundamentals, though, that drive the gains, not the supplements. Provided you have those in order, though, those two supplements will make a huge difference for people, as you will see in virtually every online review that's out there for either product. There's no other way I can say it. Check them out.
The only thing that I would add to that is get yourself an inexpensive bottle of GHRP6. GHRP6 is an amazingly overlooked peptide, not because of its growth hormone provoking effects, but because of its appetite-provoking effects. Right now, we have a sponsor that's offering 15% off if you use the coupon code SUPER15 on superhumanradio.com. You'll see the banner ad on the left-hand side. It's RUI products. But if you get a bottle of GHRP6 and you take 150 to 200 micrograms 15 to 20 minutes before any meal, no matter how much you want to eat or not, you will eat everything and then some. Nothing will put muscle on you like feeding your gains with good solid food, and nothing will allow you to hit that 5,000 calorie a day mark with ease than GHRP6. Forget about the growth hormone promoting effects of it. The appetite promoting effects of it, in my humble opinion, are a greater value, and they should be giving elderly people GHRP6 because elderly people tend to start to lose their appetite as they age. I know for a fact that when I use GHRP6 on days that I've trained hard, like today, I get every meal in. I got to watch out I don't eat my fingers. There's no problem eating food on those days. 15 to 20 minutes before a meal, and tell people to stay away from your mouth because all bets are off at that point in time. So try that one and see if you don't put on some real muscle following the feast and famine. When you go into the feast phase, use the GHRP6 to springboard your feast mode big time. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got the blueprint tip of the day with Coach Rob Regish. Stay tuned.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer. Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen
dozen of the best books and courses on the market, Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
If you're just tuning in now, at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Mark McDougall. We're going to talk about being keto adapted. Can you gain muscle if you're in a ketogenic state? What about keto supplements? What do they do? Are they valuable? I'm going to answer a lot of questions later for those of you out there who are still thinking about taking the plunge into ketosis. Right now, we've got Coach Rob Regish who's going to deliver the blueprint tip of the day. What is the blueprint tip of the day, Rob?
Tip of the day is thoughts on where you are, why, and trust in what the future holds. And you know, I'm going to relay some personal examples here, but they're probably going to ring some bells with people going through something similar. It involves me talking about some uncomfortable subjects at times, some of which are still unresolved. But still, I think it's something I think many listeners will benefit from. I'm hoping it gets, you know, gets them through some dark times. At first, these changes will feel like they're the end of the world, or at least the end of your world. But if you look closely enough, there's always a silver lining. So let's talk about it. For 20 years, I went to work in the insurance factory. And it's what you do up here in Connecticut. As Hartford's known as the insurance capital of the world. So I left college and stepped into a world of suits, ties, political correctness, office politics, and I met some good people, more bad than good, though. You know, the implicit deal is that in exchange for having to deal with corporate America and political correctness, you got paid a pretty decent wage. And that allows many families up here to be able to afford nice things, you know, cars, homes, sometimes second homes, and even more. All right, that's if you play your cards right. The deal changed, though, when the employee-employer contract model changed. No longer did people stay at a company their whole life. It was just 4 years or so at the most. You either had to jump jobs or you got kicked out, plain and simple. There are exceptions, yeah, but today that's pretty much the rule. I harbored a lot of resentment because of that, but I never said a word because if you speak out, you're out the door, and it usually doesn't take long. So there I was, making, for me, what was huge money, but absolutely miserable, and unknowingly, my health was suffering terribly. One day, in early January 2011, I went to bed after a particularly rigorous Sunday workout, and I didn't go to work the next day. I went to the hospital. I never did get back to my office in insurance. If you've ever heard your life can change in an instant, I am here to tell you that it is true. Mine did, right? And some things got better, but some things got worse until I found SHR, my calling, and plenty of helping hands. The measure of a man for many is the money he makes. Right, wrong, or indifferent, that's how it is. I still struggle with that, though. Because I know it's not true. There are plenty of men making huge money at these companies who are morally bankrupt because they sell their souls to the greenback gods that they serve. Now, part of me still envies the money, but a bigger part of me feels sorry for them. When you die, nobody talks about how much money you made. how much life insurance your family will get or any of that stuff. I've been to my fair share of funerals, but I've never heard that kind of talk. People do talk about what the person did and didn't want. I didn't want my final memory to be he worked in insurance. So I'm putting my trust in what the future holds here because I don't see any other options. SHR listeners are good, hardworking people. They reward sponsors, and I'm hopeful they'll continue to take advantage of everything that I offer. You need to do the same. And I'm talking to the listeners here. Start slow. Don't quit your day job, but start making a difference in people's lives versus chasing that bigger paycheck, whether you do it to make money or not. Because not one of us knows where our road ends. It could be tomorrow. And you want to go out being able to say, he took his God-given gifts and he used them to make this world a better place than when he got here. Start today, have faith that it'll all work out, and follow the helping hands that are reaching out to you. It's just the way to live, in my opinion.
No, absolutely.
And you will be shocked to see how many helping hands reach out to you if this is what you need to do in life and what you were meant to do.
Very good. Very, very good advice, as always. Yeah. So, there's really nothing I can say to add to that. If you have children, you always tell them, find something you love and you'll learn how to make money at it. If it's truly what you're supposed to be doing, you will do it well and you'll make money at it. So it's the truth.
True in your case too.
Yeah, I think so. All right, Rob, thank you so much for everything you do here at the Blueprint Power Hour. Of course, if you want to get questions to Coach Rob Regish, we have a comment that we'll read next week that comes from Christine in Germany that I just got on Facebook, but it's too late in the show to get that one off, so we'll talk about that. She found a remedy for sleeplessness also that we'll share with the audience next week. And cool. Send your questions to onair@superhumanradio.com if you want to reach Coach Regish. Of course, also, be listening to the commercial breaks for The Secret Word and send that to onair@superhumanradio.com, too, so you could be entered to win $200 worth of Quest Nutrition products, which is the gift, the prize this week. We will talk to you next week. Rob, how's that sound?
Fantastic. Thank you for having me.
All right, brother. Talk to you later. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about being keto adapted. What does it mean, and why is it important? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4255. 4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else? Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play your court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. PlayYourCourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Satisfaction.
Welcome back. Don't forget, every hour, the secret word is played during one of the commercial breaks. When you hear the secret word, email it to onair@superhumanradio.com and you are entered for this week's prize. This week's prize is $200 worth of Quest Nutrition products. Send the secret word to onair@superhumanradio.com. The winner will be announced on this Friday's Casual Friday. Every week, new prizes. Every week, new secret words. There's a lot of discussion and people out there who are actually calling them coaches that help people get into ketosis. And there's a lot of discussion about ketogenics and ketone supplements. And it's fast becoming a very, very popular topic. But in my humble opinion, it is at best misunderstood. And quite frankly, at worst, it's preyed upon. People are preying upon other people's ignorance about what ketosis is. My next guest is Mark McDougall. How you doing, Mark?
Great, Carl. How you doing?
And we're having you on today because you have spent what portion of the past, how many years being keto adapted now?
Coming up, I guess I'm pushing 3 years being in a straight keto adapted state with maybe a couple times of bouncing out with some refeeds, but it's been the better portion of about 3 years being in strict ketosis.
Now, the only other person that I know that spent that much time in ketosis is Dr. Dominic D'Agostino, quite frankly. I don't know many people that stay there year round like you guys do. And so that's why it was very important to have you on this show, because I think there's lots of misunderstanding and misinformation. So let's start with this first. For people who are still confused about what the ketogenic diet consists of and what being in a state of ketosis consists of, talk about the diet and just basic macronutrients ratios.
So the ratios are going to be predominantly mostly fat, so that's kind of the key component. I think some of the misunderstanding comes around people thinking that it's still a lot of protein, and you know, when you read articles in the New York Times or whatever about ketosis, people are always talking about it's a high protein diet. It's really not. It's more of a I mean, the average American takes in about 15 to 20% protein, which is exactly what a ketogenic diet is. So it's more about restricting the carbohydrates and then eating a lot of fat. So anywhere from, depending on the person, and I use a lot of finger stick blood testing with clients and with myself to kind of figure out the optimal ranges, but really anywhere from about a minimum of 65-70% fat up to about 85% fat, depending on the person. 15% protein works pretty well for most people. And then, you know, 5 to 10% carbohydrate.
And, you know, people may not be aware of this, but this approach to body recomposition was really pioneered by two physicians out of the UK called Keckwick and Pawan back in the 1920s, I believe, or maybe it was the 1913s, that they did a study putting three groups of people on isocaloric diets. The only difference was one group got 80% of their calories from fat, one from protein, and one from carbohydrates. And the only group that actually gained body weight in that study were the ones that ate carbohydrates. The ones who lost the most body fat and body mass in general were the fat consuming group, followed by the protein consuming group. And I can see why people would get confused when, like, there's a guy I know that's a really wonderful guy. He's a bodybuilder. And I was listening to him talk not too long ago. And he was saying that he eats a ketogenic diet, but he eats a high protein, low carbohydrate, low fat diet. And that's not a ketogenic diet, is it?
No, I think, yeah, that's definitely, especially in the bodybuilding community, a lot of people, especially throughout the prevalence in the 80s of, bodybuilders eating nothing but chicken and rice, or, you know, people started to realize at some point that carbohydrates may not be ideal for body composition purposes in the bodybuilding community, but they were still scared of fat. So a lot of people thought they were doing ketogenic diets, but really weren't, you know, and using the ketone urine strips instead of the actual finger stick blood test, which gives you inaccurate results after a couple weeks anyway. So I think there's a lot of misconception even at the high level of physique athletes on what a ketogenic diet really is.
Okay, and we're going to talk more about the finger prick versus the keto sticks and urine and ketones and so on in a second. But to get back to that topic that you just pointed out, so when someone eats a very high protein diet but very, very low fat, low carbohydrates in conjunction with that, the body produces glucose from amino acids, right?
It does, yes, through the process called gluconeogenesis, and that's definitely an area where you're going to find a lot of kind of dichotomous information on the internet, is that, you know, does the higher protein negatively affect ketosis through gluconeogenesis or through a different mechanism? One thing I think we can all agree on is that if you eat too much protein, it's not going to produce high levels of BHB, which is one of the ketogenic bodies that we're looking for. So too high protein is definitely going to be a problem, no matter what the reason it is, whether it's gluconeogenesis or something else. But it's, yeah, a good ketogenic diet is not a high protein diet. It's an adequate protein diet.
Okay, now we are hybrids. Human beings are hybrids as a result of evolutionary gifts that we've gotten. While our body prefers to run on glucose, it has a backup energy source called a ketone, right?
Yeah, so it's really the main reason the body prefers to run on glucose is because that's the supply we give it. And, you know, from evolutionary times to modern times, it's become a little bit different. I mean, in this day and age, every time you walk out the door and go to any sort of restaurant or a Starbucks, or 90% of your options are high carbohydrates. So by default, most people are eating a lot of carbohydrates, and it's really easy to get, and your body does run pretty well off of high carbohydrates, your brain, your muscles, but the problem is that can encourage fat storing and not necessarily optimal conditions, particularly if somebody's insulin resistant. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why that might not be optimal, but it's kind of default because it's so readily available in our modern times. However, it can be argued that ketones may even be the preferred fuel source for the brain and body.
Well, so let's think about this more from an evolutionary perspective for a second. So we know that the body prefers to store body fat. And the reason it prefers to store body fat is because in times of famine, the body can use body fat. But the way body uses body fat to create energy is to convert it to ketones, right?
Yeah, it does.
You can't convert body fat to glucose. It must be converted to ketones, right?
Well, I mean, not necessarily, because it can convert body fat stores into fatty acids. So when your body stores fat, it's stored as triglycerides, and then that can be broken down into fatty acids, and then fatty acids can be burned as a fuel source. Your body can also store carbohydrates as glycogen and then break that down into glucose to fuel blood glucose. So it can
in the case of glycogen, there is a maximal amount of storage capacity in muscle and in certain organs like the liver, and then once that's filled up, you can't store anymore. That's why fat presents itself as the ideal storage compartment, because the body has the ability, as we can see in today's society, unlimited storage. You have people that are walking around with 300-400 pounds of body fat.
Right. So yeah, and one of the examples I like to give to that point is if you think of it like a fuel truck tanker driving across the United States, and he's got he's got some gas in his tank, and then he's in his tank that's very limited, but he's also got this huge tanker behind him that he's bringing a bunch of energy with or fuel. So in that, basically the amount of gas that he can run his engine on, if we convert that to muscle glycogen, we're looking at about 1400 calories of fuel in an average, say, 185-pound male with 8% body fat. Even a lean male is going to be able to store about 1,400 calories of fuel as carbohydrate or glycogen. And then in that huge tank that truck is trailing behind him, there's about 52,000 calories of fat that he just can't access because he's dragging along behind him, but it's not hooked up to the engine. So that's where shifting your body over to being able to use fat, you've got, 52,000 calories of fat is basically 3 days of straight running on a treadmill without resting. So it's an almost endless supply of fuel, whereas 1,400 calories of fuel could be somebody's daily resting metabolic rate if they're just sitting there watching TV.
Right, right. Okay, so to continue on with your analogy, in order to get your body to hook up to the tanker that it's pulling instead of the gas tank that's attached to the cab, this is the process of getting into ketosis, right?
Yeah, so that's where the keto-adapted state or ketogenic process basically is kind of restructuring the way that your body produces certain enzymes and gets access to that 52,000 calorie big tank of fuel. And I think one of the analogies I give with my clients, it's basically fat storage is not a bad thing. We've all been trained to think storing fat is bad, but storing fat is only bad if it's a one-way situation. What we want to encourage is a flux of energy in and out of the fat cells. So if you can suppress insulin and restrict carbohydrates and you eat a high-fat meal, you're going to have some fat storage. And I know people are terrified of that concept, but fat storage isn't bad if that fat is then coming back out of the fat cell between meals when you're not eating and while you're sleeping for 8 hours a night. So by the end of the day, your fat cells are, if you're in a restricted calorie state, even a moderate restricted calorie state, that fat cell flux of where some of it's coming in, but then even more of it's coming out, is actually a really good thing. So we want those fat cells to be able to store fat. We just also want them to be able to release it. And in a higher carbohydrate diet, you get fat storage, but that fat cell release is not optimal.
Right. It's not ready. It doesn't readily occur. So and that's because the body is running on glucose. It has this energy that's readily available. It sees it's coming in daily, moment by moment through the mouth. And it thinks, well, we don't need to tap into the emergency supply. We don't need to tap into this tanker. We've got adequate fuel to do what we need to do here. So getting into a ketogenic state and becoming keto adapted tells the body, that you want to start using this fuel. I want to take a quick commercial break.
Sure.
And when we come back, I want to talk about, there's lots of discussions on how to get into a ketogenic state. I want to talk about what you've found that works the best, the fastest, whether it's a combination of intermittent fasting and certain dietary regimens or whatever, or even supplements. So let's give people the best, fastest way to try to get into ketosis, and then let's talk about becoming keto-adapted. We're talking with Mark McDougall. The discussion is all about ketosis and the ketogenic diet. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code Superhuman Radio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at SuperhumanRadio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Okay, go on.
Oh. Take 2.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome back. The Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Mark McDougall. Mark, plug your website real quick.
Yeah, it's DepasiFitness.com. So DEPASI, DepasiFitness. So it's I talk a lot about the kind of stuff we're talking about here. It's kind of a low carb, high fat, ketogenic based blog with I offer nutrition coaching and things like that on there as well.
And you also have a podcast coming up soon, don't you?
Yeah, I have the guy, if anybody's familiar with the website metabolicalchemy.com, the guy's a genius. He's a real smart guy, and we're gonna join forces to create a podcast coming up. Should be ready to go within the next few weeks, so that's definitely something worth checking out. And if you even just go into my site or his site, you can sign up for the newsletter, and we'll keep everybody updated on when that first podcast is going to be released. But it's going to be a kind of a more broad spectrum. It's not going to be just about ketosis, but we're definitely going to cover a lot of that and how to optimize ketogenic diets.
So getting back to this, getting into a state of ketosis first, which is the first step before becoming keto adapted. And being keto adapted is where all the magic actually happens. Getting into the state of ketosis is like the on-ramp for that. What's the fastest way you found for somebody to get into a state of ketosis?
The fastest way is probably going to be really focusing on the carbohydrate restriction. And it depends on the person. I mean, I've coached hundreds of people through, ketogenic diets, and some people respond very quickly and they feel amazing and they're keto adapted and they have improved physical function with performance and mental function within 4 or 5 days. That's more on the rare side, but for, the average person, you're looking at about 2 weeks of strictly following a ketogenic macronutrient ratio, without any sort of cheat days or refeeds or anything. But you can probably bank on, if you're an average person, being about 2 weeks. You could get lucky and it may only take 4 or 5 days. You could be one of the people that takes, 5 or 6 weeks. Females tend to take a little bit longer on average. But to make it happen faster, really restricting carbohydrates down to even like 5% of total calories, and protein no more than about 15%. If you're not in a time crunch, you can, maybe get away with more like 10% carbohydrate and a little higher protein. But now that we've got the new supplementation coming out, the exogenous ketones are basically ketones you can drink or mix as a powder into a drink that can make it a lot of faster process of stuff that
let's talk about that for a second. So first of all, do you think that intermittent fasting is a tool for getting into ketosis faster?
I actually don't like that as an initial tool to get into ketosis, just because most people are going to be more in a carb-adapted state, and intermittent fasting is pretty brutal when you're in a carb-adapted state, because the whole time you're fasting, like let's say your typical intermittent fast would be 16 hours of no food and 8 hours of feeding window. That can be pretty miserable for somebody who's used to having carbohydrates in their body every 3 or 4 hours, especially most of the fitness community is still stuck on eating 6 times a day. That can be kind of tough. So I prefer, as far as, creating long-term habits and, making something work with the least amount of pain possible, I prefer people gradually taper away, specifically if they're in a carb-adapted state, meaning they're eating a good portion of carbs with every meal, or they're just eating every 3 hours. I think it's for long-term success, most people are going to do better gradually tapering into ketosis. I know that kind of goes in opposition to what Volek and Finney say in their keto books. They prefer just going diving into it right away and suffering through the pain. But as more of a behavior coach, I think people do better with gradually reducing carbohydrates, gradually increasing fat, and just realizing it's going to take a couple weeks to get into it. If you want to do it really fast, then restrict carbs very heavily down to, 5% of total or no more, and use some ketone supplementation to really kick it into gear.
And the ketone supplements basically kind of give you a plank to ketosis, so that while you're waiting for your body to start producing its own ketones, you are using these exogenous ketones to power the body and the brain. But does that slow your body from shifting, or do you think it actually primes your body to shift into ketosis?
No, I think it actually primes the body. It kind of helps the body to recognize that as a fuel source. So I think it's definitely a great tool to just implement that if you're impatient, don't want to deal with maybe a week or two of reduced energy and reduced workout performance. I think it can actually be a good tool to kind of get the body's enzymes upregulated to start processing ketones properly and get the brain to using ketones. So I'm a big fan of using that exogenous ketone supplementation.
So let's say only because he's advertised on the show before, but Pat Arnold has a product called Keto Force and another one called Keto Canna. So let's say I was using one of those supplements, and I decided this week I want to start working towards becoming keto adapted. So I'm going to just eat three times a day. I'm going to eat my meals in such a way that the predominant macronutrient is fat with a little bit of protein and very, very little carbohydrates three times a day. How would I use that ketone supplement in adjunct to that nutritional strategy to make it easier for myself to get into ketosis?
The number one way to use it is going to be pre-workout, just because when your body's used to running on glycogen for training, and then you're removing that, your body's not used to that yet. So the number one way would be taking that Keto Canna or Keto Force pre-workout, and then kind of gives your body that extra fuel that it's missing from the carbohydrate. And I think that's really where, you know, the major problem lies with people not sticking to ketosis is their workouts suck for the first couple of weeks. So if you can pump in a dose or even a half dose of that before your workouts, you're going to feel better there. And then, you know, maybe another dose at some point or another half dose throughout the day. It's just going to kind of speed up the process, and you can kind of skip over that process or feeling that a lot of people get of just feeling like crap. So it's a way to just speed up the whole deal and make you feel better right off the bat. So it's a smooth transition into ketosis by using that kind of thing. And Patrick Arnold's a pioneer in the field of ketosis, and that the products he developed are top notch. So yeah. I would highly recommend them.
Which begs the question, you know, if you're not trying to battle cancer, or you're not battling Alzheimer's disease, where we know the brain runs better on ketosis, on ketone bodies, what's the advantage of being in a state of ketosis or becoming keto-adapted, which we're going to explain what adapted really means in truth? What's the advantage of it? Why should I even struggle with that? Why not just eat five or six meals a day with, you know, sweet potatoes and chicken and be happy?
Well, there's several reasons there, but that's I think the main question that most people ask when they are, you know, why should I bother doing this? But no, I think that's a good point to bring up. But it's and as a personal story, I've battled with lifelong hypoglycemia, and I know a lot of other people have that issue as well, where if they're not eating every 3 hours, they get foggy and cranky and they can't think straight, and they have to base their life around food. You know, they have to plan their whole day out around where am I going to get food, and, you know, pack their six-pack coolers full of their chicken and broccoli and constantly be eating to just feel normal. So even that aspect alone is huge as far as if you're in a ketogenic state, your body can tap into fat storage readily between meals, and you don't feel like you need to eat anymore. When it's time to eat, your body gives you a normal signal through the regular appetite signalings, leptin and ghrelin, and you feel good. You can go, you know, overnight without eating and not eat anything except maybe a cup of coffee, and then at 2 p.m. get a workout in, and you still feel completely normal and have a great workout. Whereas in a carb-adapted state, that's not even possible. You're going to pass out during your workout for most people. And there are exceptions to that. Some people are freaks, and they can be in a carb-adapted state and still go long periods without eating.
I fasted for 3 days and trained legs on the third day and had one of the best leg training sessions I've ever had in my life. I talked about it on the show. It was late in 2014. And when I was really fooling around with the intermittent fasting, and I kind of went 1 day, then I went 2 days, then I went 3 days, and I thought, I wonder if I could train legs. I felt great. I actually felt high. I felt high. I'm serious. I'm not kidding. I mean, you know, I grew up in the 70s. I know what high feels like. And so, I felt high. I was like, wow, this is amazing. I feel so flipping good. I'm going to go see if I can train legs. And I had like a monster leg training day. And I came in and I talked about it on the show. And I, at that moment in time, I kind of thought to myself, I must be running on ketones. You know,
yeah.
That's when it started.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Even without using a specific ketogenic macronutrient kind of dialed in diet, you'll still end up in ketosis if you just go through long periods of fasting. And there's a ton of research on that, too. So, yeah, I'm sure you're at a ketogenic state at that point and your body's tapping into stored fat and your liver's producing a bunch of ketone bodies and your brain and muscles are actually working pretty well off of ketones at that point. And that's what that feels like. So, I mean, that's a huge aspect of it, is just not having to be a slave to food and constantly eating. And the other aspect is during that time, your brain is actually functioning quite well because it's very good at using ketone bodies as fuel. Fat loss is, you know, typically increases dramatically when you're ketogenic state. I mean, it's just, there's a lot of reasons to,
here's what I want to do. I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the athlete who's worried about muscle fullness. So where does the glycogen come from if you are in, if you're keto adapted? We're talking with Mark McDougall. This is really intriguing. And actually, this discussion makes me want to get into being keto adapted myself. I have to be honest with you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And the single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
The secret word is epigenetic. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I want to experiment with becoming keto-adapted, because people who are... I got to believe you're pretty lean, right, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, I usually stay between about anywhere between 5% and 8% year round,
and that's not hard for you when you're keto adapted, right?
No, it's not. It's really not challenging at all. I mean, given I'm a genetically fairly lean person, I'm not the type of person that's genetically obese that, you know, weighed 300 pounds in high school and tapered my way down. I mean, normally I'm a fairly lean person, but if I'm eating more of a higher carbohydrate diet, I'll hover around 11% to 12%. On a ketogenic diet, I have zero problem staying between about 5% and 8% throughout the year.
And so, where does the muscle glycogen come from when you are keto adapted?
That's a great question, and there's a lot of misunderstanding around that. So, I know there's a study by Volek and Finney, who are a couple of the low-carb experts that do a lot of research, and they showed that within the first week, muscle glycogen drops pretty significantly when you start on a ketogenic diet. But after 6 weeks, that muscle glycogen actually jumps back up. One of the reasons for that is the brain is no longer using glucose, and your body is still producing glucose from excess amino acids. And the other thing that I think most people don't realize is that basically glycerol is the backbone of triglycerides, which come from fats in the diet. That's turned into glycogen and stored in the liver.
Right.
So you're actually getting some extra glycogen liver storage just from all the fats you're eating. And during exercise, that liver glycogen storage is actually pumped back into the bloodstream. People think, you know, ketogenic diet, your muscle glycogen is completely gone, and then you have kind of a flat look because muscle glycogen is what pumps up the muscles and makes them full along with water. But it's not really the case. You see a muscle glycogen drop significantly initially on a ketogenic diet, but then it comes back and actually goes up to a pretty substantial level. And then the fat you're eating, that glycerol backbone of the triglycerides, can be turned into glycogen. And then during exercise, we get a boost in something called catecholamines, which are kind of your, like adrenaline, noradrenaline, epinephrine.
Yeah.
And that forces the liver to pump out some glucose in the bloodstream. So you're not only fueling off of ketones, but some of that excess, liver glycogen through a process called hepatic glucose output. So you're actually not dropping your muscle glycogen as low as you would think you would, and you're still getting a little bit of glucose based on just the fats and proteins you're intaking.
Those out there who decry being keto-adapted because they love their carbs say that when you spend too much time in ketosis, two things happen. The thyroid starts to shut down because for some reason, apparently, the thyroid likes carbohydrates. I didn't know that. And also, by forcing the body to have to do these sophisticated conversions to supply the body with the glucose when it needs it, even though you're running on ketones, as you just pointed out, this is very taxing to the body. Any truth to that? The thyroid starts to shut down, that resting metabolic rate starts to drop when you're in ketosis, and it's very tough on the liver, it's very tough on the body to stay in that state for long periods of time?
I would say almost no truth. I've read so many articles about people talking about thyroid dysfunction and adrenal dysfunction when you cut out carbohydrates. And, one of the things that I've been very astute about in my years of nutrition coaching is running blood work on clients. And the only time I've seen thyroid disruption is with people that had pre-existing thyroid conditions. And then that's something that needs to be addressed between the nutrition coach and the doctor and the patient, and all come to a agreement of what plan they're going to run. But I've yet to see a single person that has gone on a well-formulated ketogenic diet with normal thyroid levels to start with and seen thyroid levels drop. So it's really not an issue. There's a major issue with poorly formulated ketogenic diets where people just aren't eating the right things and they're missing micronutrients. Then sure, you can see some adrenal dysfunction and thyroid dysfunction, but it's just not the case. And I've been looking for it because that's something that concerned me of all the stuff I've read about it. And I've looked at hundreds and hundreds of lab results, and I just don't see it when it's well formulated. It's not happening. And if any time there is some sort of drop in thyroid or adrenal output, it can be addressed. There's another. A recent article that Volek and Finney put out where they talked about a pretty interesting concept called increased sensitivity to thyroid hormones that is it's more of a theory at this point, but it actually makes a lot of sense, where on a ketogenic diet you may see a slight drop in T4 and T3
because on a cellular level you become more sensitive to it.
Exactly. So you don't need as much T4 and T3 to actually get the same effect when you're on a ketogenic plan.
And that would make sense, and I'll tell you why, because the thyroid hormone and insulin have a reciprocal relationship. And so if insulin drops, it would stand to reason that thyroid hormone would become more efficient.
Yeah, and that's really what it is. It's just the efficiency of those hormones. And
that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense.
It's an interesting concept.
Because thyroid hormone, one of the things that people don't realize is that thyroid hormone actually is one of the cofactors that causes cellular sensitivity to insulin. Well, if you don't need a lot of insulin, you don't need as much thyroid hormone.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's interesting. Look, one other question, and then when we take our break, I want to come back and kind of give me the idiot's template if I wanted to start experimenting with ketosis. How many meals a day and what should a meal look like? But what about building muscle? I don't want to stop the dream that I can continue to build muscle at 57
sure.
years old. I don't want to dash the dream. So you said to me, you really can still build muscle in ketosis.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No doubt, huh?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Are we going with this now, or are we waiting until
break? No. Answer the building muscle, and then we'll come back after, and we'll take a break after that.
So one of the interesting things about being keto adapted that a lot of people don't realize is that you have a drastically reduced rate of leucine oxidation. And as most of your listeners probably know, leucine is the major factor that signals mTOR.
Right.
Right. So that's, you know, that's your main anabolic signal is leucine. And in a carb-adapted state, your body's oxidizing a bunch of leucine. So basically, in a keto-adapted state, every gram of protein you take in becomes more anabolic. Every bit of leucine you take in is more anabolic because you're not oxidizing and wasting leucine anymore. So not only is it great for fat loss, but you can actually continue to, you can use a ketogenic diet in a hypercaloric state and actually build muscle very efficiently without adding the fat that comes along with the 400 grams of carbohydrates a day most people used to taking in when they're in a bulking phase.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, one last commercial break. When we come back, let's do an idiot's guide to meal prep for ketogenics. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Mark McDougal.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Let's go!
Welcome back. We're talking with Mark McDougall. Mark, plug your website again for those who may be tuning in late.
Yeah, it's depasifitness.com, so DEPASIfitness.com.
You can learn more about Mark there and even get in touch with him if you're interested in experimenting with ketosis yourself. And you'll also be able to find out about a new podcast that he's going to be producing very soon. So give me the template. Let's say I want to eat three times a day. Do you need to know my weight? What do you need to know in order to say, well, this is how you should set up each meal if you're going to eat three times a day?
Yeah, I mean, with my actual nutrition coaching clients, I look at all of the intricacies like past boy work and family history and all that. But just generally speaking, it's best to err on the side of more fat and less carbohydrates, just to make sure you get keto adapted. So focusing on the fattier meats and things like if you're going to eat chicken, the bodybuilder all-time favorite is just a lean chicken breast, and everybody gets this phrase in their head that lean proteins are the way to go. That's not really what you want to be doing in ketosis.
In fact, I prefer the high purine dark meat of chicken anyway. Thigh meat is delicious to me. I think that's fantastic. So
exactly. So yeah, like on a ketogenic diet, you're gonna want to choose the keto or the chicken thighs over a chicken breast or even chicken wings. People think of it as a junk food, but as long as you're not using like some sort of high carb sauce with it, chicken wings, chicken thighs, those are your go-tos over a chicken breast. A lot of times, like what I'll do or have my clients do is, if you're gonna eat a lean meat, like for example, last night I had a roast turkey breast, which is a very lean meat, but I added a sauce to it that had heavy cream and coconut oil and Kerrygold butter to it, and melted that sauce and poured it over the top. So if you're gonna eat a lean meat, you can still do it.
I would have just drank it. I'm serious. I eat, everybody think I'm crazy, but I don't eat a lot of butter, but when I eat butter, I just eat it with a spoon because I love it so much. It tastes so good. So, I wouldn't have wasted it on the dish. I would have poured it down my throat as I was eating the turkey to help wash it down,
So. Yeah, that's definitely another way to go.
Yeah.
Or like if you're drinking coffee, add some heavy cream to it, but that kind of thing. And, another thing I'll do too is with, if I'm having just a snack or a smaller meal, I'll actually have a tablespoon of three different fats with it. So I'll have a tablespoon of Kerrygold butter and a tablespoon of olive oil and a tablespoon of coconut oil, and just put those in my mouth with my meal that didn't have quite enough fat in it. So just have a variety of fats with your meal, and that's a really easy thing to do. Olive oil also, interestingly, is a very neutral flavor in protein shakes. So, I know a lot of bodybuilders will just love to have their protein shake with nothing but protein, but on a ketogenic diet, you never want to have just straight protein. You always need to have some fat with it. So you can have a protein shake and throw a couple tablespoons of olive oil in there, and surprisingly, it doesn't give it any sort of weird funk to it. It actually goes down pretty well. MCTs are another really great way to, MCTs are kind of the closest thing to just basically telling your body produce ketones. So
they give me, I got to tell you the truth, I'm sorry to say this, but they give me the runs. I can't take the MCT oils for some reason. They just go right through me. I can take plenty of coconut oil, and I can use the Keto Force and the Keto Canna. But the MCTs, oils, yeah, they don't work for me for some reason.
They wreck your shop. Yeah, the thing about MCTs is it's there's two issues that could be, and not just related to you, but this is a common thing that comes up, so it should be addressed. But with MCTs, you want to start real low, like 5 grams at a time, and use that for a few days, and then work up to 10 grams, and then work up to 15. I don't know many people that can go over 15 grams of MCTs at a serving without ending up having to change their boxer, so you're not alone there, but, taper it up. But it's, MCTs, the issue with MCTs is it's an immediate fuel source for the body and the brain, but it's completely devoid of micronutrients. Like with the coconut oil, you're getting that lauric acid. So like a liquid coconut oil, which is the same as an MCT, it's basically coconut oil without the lauric acid, so it stays temperature, and lauric acid has a ton of great benefits to it. So with an MCT, it's not something you want to rely on and use a ton unless it's just a pre-workout fuel, or just a, you know, a quick way to boost ketones. But just a small amount of it goes a long ways. But, you know, as far as you're talking about just some, a basic meal plan, you know, bacon and eggs at breakfast, cooked in some butter.
So what about cheese, right? Cheese is high in fat and high in protein also. I like Jarlsberg cheese and eggs. I like this morning I had six eggs and three slices of Jarlsberg cheese as an omelet.
Yeah, the six eggs is pretty much my breakfast every morning. But yeah, the cheese is phenomenal if you don't have a dairy intolerance. Some people have dairy intolerances that they don't realize, and I'm not talking about allergies. I'm talking about intolerance, right. which don't often show up immediately. But if you can tolerate dairy, then cheese is a great keto food because it's, you know, usually you get 6, 7, 8 grams of fat and 6, 7, 8 grams of protein per serving. It's a really good way to work into food. If you do have a bit of an intolerance or you discover you do, your best way to go there is either use goat cheese or use a raw cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So when they pasteurize cheese, it denatures and destroys a bunch of those enzymes that help you process it.
Right.
And then goat cheese doesn't have the casein protein in it that it usually triggers the intolerance. So you can still get away with cheese even if you have an intolerance, but definitely a great choice.
So do you think that, two grams of fat to 1 gram of combined protein and carbohydrates is an adequate amount? Because that seems pretty doable, 2 to 1, as far as being able to, the average person be able to do that without some heroic effort of like chumming down fat all day long to get into ketosis.
It is, but I mean, honestly, what I would recommend, because it's so, I mean, of the hundreds of people I've coached through a ketogenic diet, I would strongly recommend not taking guesses and just getting a blood testing meter and figuring it out. You know, if you're doing a 2 to 1 and you can get away with that by pricking your finger and seeing that you're in the finger pricks look at BOHB levels, beta hydroxybutyrate, which is kind of one of the major ketone bodies. And if you're seeing that, you know, 0.5 on a BOHB blood meter is kind of considered the baseline for nutritional ketosis. If you can see 0.5 up to, like I usually stay at about a 3 to 3.5, which is fairly high, and you don't have to be that high, but if you can do it, then that's great. Now, some people need to go up to more like a 4 to 1. Particularly females are going to want to err on the side of going higher ratio of fats based on my experience, but I mean, don't guess, because you don't want to be. The problem is if you're eating a high-fat diet but you're not in ketosis, you can end up with some problems and your lipids could end up getting out of whack. And, I mean, don't take a guess. Actually, just do the finger prick. Make sure you're in a good level of ketosis. And if at a 2 to 1 you're not getting there, then adjust a little bit and get to where you're getting a good level of ketosis with that finger stick test.
And last question. So urine ketones are not indicative of being keto adapted, right?
Initially, no. Like, I mean, you can start getting a high ketone production in the first, you know, just 4, 5, 6, even 10 days, and you're not fully adapted yet. So your body's going to start getting up to a ketone level before you get keto adapted. But for most people, you're looking at, you know, 2 to 6 weeks to be fully adapted where your brain is functioning optimally. Your workouts are as good, if not better than before, whether it's endurance or just heavy weight training. So you want to use, and you can even use the urine keto sticks initially to make sure you're getting into ketosis for about a week or so. But after that, they become irrelevant. But just because you see a high ketone level on your, like a blood stick, it doesn't necessarily mean you're fully adapted yet. Your body, it's like switching a car from gasoline powered to diesel powered. It's going to take some time and replacing some parts in the body. It's basically just upregulating certain enzymes and downregulating others. So if you see yourself at 0.5 and above, for more than a couple weeks, you're probably getting in that adapted state. But you're going to know. I mean, you're going to feel good. You're going to be thinking clearly. You're going to be exercising well. But
you sleep better. You sleep better.
Well, I mean, it's definitely possible. It's not a direct relationship. It's more indirect on that level. But I have, you know, I've heard a lot of people sleep better. But then you're also bringing in adrenal function to that, and there's some other factors involved. So you can't make a direct correlation saying keto adapted, you're automatically going to sleep better. But there's some crossover for sure.
This has been a great interview. A lot of good information. Give your website again, Mark.
DepasiFitness.com, so DEPASI, and if you just subscribe to that newsletter, we're going to give you info on when that podcast is coming out, but we're hoping to get that out within a week or two, and we're going to, yeah, it's a blog with a lot of good keto information and more stuff about this. Also, on what we're just talking about with recipes and keto food ideas, I have a Instagram page for Depasi Fitness, so it's Depasi_fitness. On Instagram, and basically all I do is post recipe ideas for ketogenic food and even some of it should even just low carb food ideas. So check that out as well.
I think I'm going to do it, but I think I'm going to do a 2-day fast to kind of try to get my body into some ketosis while using Keto Force to get me through the 2 days. I'm going to see if I can do, cause I'm an impatient bastard.
Well, it sounds to me like you're a machine too. If you can do a 2-day fast, not being in a keto-adapted state, absolutely. You're going to get into ketosis really quick using supplementation and a 2-day fast. You'll definitely cut some corners there and get into ketosis pretty quick.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted how it goes. Listen, Mark, well, let's plan on having you back on, especially after you launch the podcast, okay?
Sounds great, Carl. Appreciate it.
Thanks for being here today. Thanks. All right, so there you have it. And also want to thank Rob Regish for the first hour, the Blueprint Power Hour. Please go to CoachRobRegish.com to check him out. And, of course, if you want to try a sample of Crealkaline, the only buffered pH buffered creatine monohydrate, patented creatine monohydrate product in the world. Go to superhumanradio.com, bottom right hand side of the website. You'll see a link that says Ask the Scientist. Ask Dr. Jeff for a free sample of Crealkaline. Make sure you put your address in there so he can mail it to you and you can check it out for yourself and see what all the rage is about. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.